Jim Jordan seeks testimony from Manhattan prosecutors who resigned over stalled Trump probe. By Ashley Oliver on March 22, 2023. Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., requested Wednesday that a pair of former Manhattan prosecutors who resigned in protest from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office last year testify before Congress and provide documents related to the office's years-long investigation into former President Donald Trump. Jordan sent Carrie Dunn and Mark Pomerantz each letters, obtained by Breitbart News, with his requests, accusing the pair of shaming Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg into resurrecting the Trump probe after they quit because of Bragg's doubt about moving forward with the case when he first took office last year. "It now appears that your efforts to shame Bragg have worked, as he is reportedly resurrecting a so-called zombie case against President Trump using a tenuous and untested legal theory," Jordan wrote. Read copies of the letters below. The letters come amid speculation that Trump, who is running for president again in 2024, could be indicted in the coming days in connection with a years-old hush money scheme involving porn star Stormy Daniels and Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen. The possibility of the historic indictment began dominating headlines on Saturday when Trump announced on his social media platform Truth Social that he expected to be arrested this week on charges related to the case. Jordan and others contacted Bragg soon thereafter seeking testimony from the district attorney, contending that Bragg's move when he took office to lighten certain criminal penalties requires congressional scrutiny because he could potentially be failing to maintain an appropriate level of law and order while using federal grants. Jordan also made the argument to Bragg, as well as a similar argument to Dunn and Pomerantz, that the apparent decision to pursue criminal charges where federal authorities declined to do so requires oversight to inform potential legislative reforms about the delineation of prosecutorial authority between federal and local officials. Jordan, who told Breitbart News at the time of publication that he had not heard from Bragg, gave the district attorney until Thursday to respond to him. Jordan gave Dunn and Pomerantz until Monday to provide him with the requested documents and schedule their testimonies, which he asked to do through transcribed interviews with Congress. Dunn and Pomerantz unexpectedly resigned last year shortly after Bragg took office, for the New York Times. The Times initially reported that people with knowledge of the matter said the pair of attorneys quit after Bragg conveyed reluctance to them about moving forward with the ongoing Trump investigation. Later, Pomerantz's resignation letter appeared in the outlet stating that Pomerantz had believed Trump was guilty of numerous felony violations related to his financial statements. He wrote to Bragg that he was quitting because he thought Bragg's decision at the time to indefinitely suspend the investigation into Trump was misguided. "Your actions, both as a special prosecutor and since leaving the district attorney's office, cast serious doubt on the administration of fair and impartial justice in this matter," Jordan wrote, condemning Pomerantz for having unfairly disparaged Trump as a felon to millions of Times readers. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.